This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 9, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Cirrus Design's incoming CEO, Brent Wouters, briefed staff yesterday on the company's goals, status, and plans for 2009. The meeting comes as Cirrus begins recalling furloughed workers, but when everything settles, the company will be 290 employees smaller than it was a year ago, and production will have been adjusted downward to meet the challenges of the current economy. Wouters told workers Cirrus has reduced payroll by 23% and cut annual expenses significantly. He adds that a no-money-down sales program has also knocked 10% off the list price of the SR-20 and SR-22. For 2009, Cirrus will maintain production at 8 airplanes per week, offer some employees extended furloughs with extended benefits and other aids, and reorganize staffing to match the reduced production level. Boeing has announced its 2008 year-end numbers. The company spent all year damping expectations, and sure enough, the numbers are way down from 2007. The company says it took net orders for 662 new planes for the year, bringing its backlog to more than 3,700 airplanes. That's less than half 2007's record 1,413 net orders, and it marks the first year in four that Boeing took orders for less than 1,000 airliners. It's also about 200 fewer sales than Airbus is expected to claim for the year when it releases 2008 totals later this month. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Scott Carson remained upbeat, noting that the 2008 order total was still the eighth highest on record. We told you yesterday about a lawsuit by seven airlines against the FAA's new crew rest requirements, seeking the agency to submit to a formal rulemaking process to get industry input. Here are a few details on those rules. Tulsa World reports the new regs require longer rest periods for pilots flying more than 16 consecutive hours, and follow negotiations with Delta 2 years ago related to a proposed route from New York JFK to Mumbai, India. The FAA tells the paper Delta proposed flying the route with four pilots, promising a 24-hour rest before the flight, a 48-hour rest after the flight, and rotating rest periods during the flight. But when the FAA created a new regulatory requirement for other airlines on long-haul routes based on that Delta plan, the other airlines complained it creates a financial burden, with no proof the extra rest actually improves safety. One Southwest Airlines pilot will be getting lots of rest. The airline has put him on paid leave, while the FAA investigates whether he showed up for work drunk. WBNS-TV in Columbus, Ohio, reports two passengers noticed the pilot appeared intoxicated as he went through a security checkpoint Tuesday afternoon. One of them, Andy Mazner, told the station, quote, "We told the TSA guy, hey, that pilot smells like he's reeking of alcohol. He ought to be checked out," unquote. The two men say they followed the pilot down the concourse and confronted him when he reached the gate. Mazner recalls, quote, "The guy just took off running. He didn't say, I haven't been drinking. He just turned beet red and took off." Officials later found the man in a restroom stall. The pilot had removed his uniform jacket and hat and told police he had called in sick for his scheduled flight to Orlando. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Continental and Boeing take the next step in biofuel testing. The Yanks Air Museum and the Pentagon settle their fight over two F-14s. And NATA teams with a software firm to save on fuel costs. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, hear how veteran air show performer and movie stunt pilot Corky Fornoff came to work in film and how he became the demo pilot for the Lopresti Fury. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.